855. This is the wash up. Thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. Time to talk GFL. Bell Park 16 12 108. Grovedale 11 672. Co-coach of the Dragons, Luke Rayner. Good enough to join us, Rains. Thanks for your time. You really needed a win and probably a crucial game of footy if you'd slip behind here in terms of the win-loss ledger that was going to make it really tough to play finals. But you've got yourself back within touching distance of the top five.
Yeah, g'day, Kenny. Thanks for having me, mate. Listen, it was a really important game. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, given our position and our draw for the remainder of the season, you know, every game is probably going to have similar significance for us. So, we'll certainly be tackling every game as if it's our last and obviously trying to get those wins up so that we can hopefully be a part of finals footy come later in the year.
Have you been able to put a finger on your inconsistency this year?
Listen, I think it's been there's probably been a few varying factors. Some of our own doing, but sort of we've had a fair turnover of players, especially those coming in. So I think we ended up having 21 new players come to the club. And that's taken time just for those guys to adjust, fit in, understand the game plan, the roles, etc. I think we've played 14 debutants so far this year, 12 of which are 22 and under. So I think, you know, the fact that we've been quite a new group, we've had a minimum of 5 changes on a weekly basis, so it's been a little bit transient. So we've just lacked that continuity and consistency overall. We've had probably just the St. Joseph's game where they were just way too good for us for pretty much the entire 4 quarters. Now, every other game we've played, we've sort of had a quarter or a half, where we've played some good footy, but then we've had those inconsistencies within a game. So I think it's probably a combination of a few things, and then there's form, and then there's injuries and so forth, you know. But at the end of the day, mate, it is what it is, and we're just, you know, in terms of, you know, especially the top 2 or 3 teams, we're just a bit off the pace.
Talk to us about yesterday. It took a while to shake off Grovedale. They're a much improved side this year under Simon Riddick. I think a lot of people thought that your old mob would fall away with a departure of a number of players, but they've brought in some young talent that we don't know a lot about, and they took it up to your boys yesterday.
Yeah, listen, they're certainly young and certainly having a good go under Simon. I felt like we were sort of, I wouldn't necessarily say in control of the game, but I felt like the game was on our terms for the majority of the day. And, whilst they sort of, provided some stiff opposition, we just sort of, just took us a while to probably get the return, on the board for what we thought was probably our dominance around contested footy and stoppages and so forth. So it was pretty pleasing from our guys yesterday. I'm hoping that they can take some confidence from that win, and it was probably our most consistent sort of 4-quarter performance for the year. It was a good result for us yesterday.
Next week, St Mary's, I'm guessing you quickly turned your attention to that and it's got the playing group focused on what you need to do to beat a side that are going to be thereabouts again.
Yeah, that's right. They're obviously a very tough opposition and have sort of played good football all season, a really talented and deep group. So we're just going to have one out of the box and, have our guys really step up to the challenge and the opportunity to play, you know, one of, if not the best team in the comp and sort of see how we go from there. But I think, it's always good on a regular basis to be challenging yourselves against the better teams, and it sort of gives a good understanding of sort of where you're at and what your improvement areas still might be moving forward. But they gave us a bit of a touch up there earlier in the year at their home ground and the light, so we'd be hoping for an improved performance.
Absolutely. Rains, really appreciate your time. Always good to catch up with you. Well done on the win yesterday, and look forward to talking to you down the stretch in the season 2018.
All good, King. Have a good call, mate.